Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, limited cash market directions expected early today, although the trend of daily trade over the last few weeks makes it a strong possibility that at least light trade could trickle into the market by the end of the day today. Both sides are focusing on the release of sales totals and price levels today following another week of wide trading ranges. Even though cash prices last week were lower, it's still uncertain just how much lower the average prices will land given the wide trading ranges last week. July futures takeover is the official front month contract following the expiration of June contracts last week. This move on the hogs and the target price level of July futures, hovering just above long-term support levels of $50.97, set in April. Now, the concern that continued strong pork production and sluggish domestic and export demand may limit nearby contracts from finding strong buyer support through most of the summer could add additional softness in all nearby contracts. Now, mixed wheat trade overnight with losses in Chicago and Kansas City, while small gains were seen in Minneapolis. Short-term downtrends are present in most contracts, especially for winter wheat. Winter wheat contracts are facing expanding harvest pressure, while spring wheat prices deal with favorable growing conditions across the U.S. Northern Plains and Canadian prairies. While the market saw production cuts to the European Union and Ukraine last week, the USDA stood pat on Russia and increased global wheat carryout to 316.1 million metric tons, nearly 20 million metric tons larger than last year's record. Lower corn prices overnight, but remaining inside recent ranges with the overall uptrend dating back to April is intact. There are two main drivers of price action at the moment in the corn market. The first is obviously weather with the GFS and Euro models at odds for the Midwest the next 2 weeks. The GFS model sees mostly normal precipitation for corn and soybean production areas over the next 2 weeks, with a bit drier weather in week one followed by above normal rains in week two. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producer, you've still got today to sign up, consign your cattle for the Tallgrass Auction of Superior Livestock that'll happen this Thursday, June 18th. They'll be featuring cattle from the Osage and Flint Hills and more throughout Oklahoma and Kansas at this year's Tallgrass Auction. For details, go to superiorlivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Catalog deadline is 6 p.m. this evening for the Tallgrass sale of Superior Livestock, happening Thursday.
At the close Friday, June live cattle down 75, 96.07. August down 112 at 95.32. August feeder cattle down 107, 131.10. September down 77, 132.47. And July hogs down 45 cents, 51.67. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, July was up 1.5, 448.5. September up 1.25, 457. Chicago wheat, July up 2.75, 502. September up 2 cents at 507.75. July corn's up a quarter penny, 330. September is up a half, down a half cent, 334.5. July soybeans up 5.25 at 871.25. August is up 4.5 cents, 872.5. July cotton down 18 cents, 59.84. December down 46 cents at 59.03.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.